Welcome to Refuse to Lose Sports. My name is Joe Jordan. I'm excited about today's episode, like always. All right, we had an awesome college episode yesterday. We had the brothers on. Dave and Tony killed it. But before, I knew it was on.
We're brothers. We're happy and we're singing and we're colored. Give me a high five.
Speaking of brothers, I got two of my bros with me. Got Tomo and Dave. How y'all doing, fellas?
Man, it's going to be a good one today. It's going to be a good one. We got a lot of surprises for y'all today. I mean, I know y'all said y'all missed us yesterday, but hey, things don't shake up the way you want it sometimes. Exactly. But we gave y'all that brotherly love episode yesterday. So you may have missed me and Joe, but Dave and Tony held it down and they gave us a jam-packed episode. I can't wait till Tony come back on here, man. Shout out to you, Dave, for setting that up.
Hey, he can't wait to get back on. Y'all saw how excited he was yesterday.
Man.
He was so excited. He watched the episode like 3 or 4 times right after that on TV. But yeah. Tomo, you know what time it is.
You already know.
Turn me up. Y'all overdoing it.
Let's get it. Shout out to Easy to Block Captain. I got to make sure I say that because I didn't come up with it. That's his saying, but it just gets me hyped. So let's get it. It's Wednesday. Let's go.
Let's get it, man. Hey. We got to talk about Clippers versus Lakers, MVP, right, according to J-Mo, and your done son to close us out. Y'all going to love your done son, all right? So before we get started, make sure y'all like this video. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. Right now, we are sitting at 551. We are halfway through 600, all right? So if you haven't subscribed yet, go ahead and do it right now. Also, share this video with somebody that y'all know personally so they can come on and watch this live with us. Because you know what? You can be involved. Hit that comment section. Get in the comments. All right, we can see all the comments y'all will be putting out throughout the show. Hey, you agree? Put in the comments. You disagree? Put in the comments. You got a suggestion? Put anything you want in the comments, all right? Because the good ones, we're going to put them on the show, actually. No, the other ones, we're going to leave them on the side. But anyway, use that comment section, all right? We can see all the comments y'all will be putting out. What's good, Jerry? Shout out to Jerry. Always on the show. Shout out to him. And then look, we got Instagram chats, y'all. It got heated today in like almost every single chat today. All right.
Okay. It started in baseball, which is crazy.
Exactly. Tom, we'll talk about those IG chats.
It started in baseball. That's you. Who would have thunk, right? Who would have thunk? But we're going to bring these up on the screen right quick. So with these IG chats, we got the NFL, NBA, college football, college basketball, boxing, and like we said, MLB. And within all of these chats, you get the latest news, updates, trades, possible bets, healthy debates. Sometimes you may get some tips on, like, why you should pick a team, though. So let's say me, I'm a Nets fan, but there's actual knowledgeable people in the MLB chat that tells me more about my team than I actually know because I'm a sideline fan, which some people would say. You know, I don't know about the RBIs and the home runs and all that. I just be like, the Nets won. Let's go. But
25.
See, like that. And just like that. But there's so many more games to come. So if you want to be a part of any of these chats, you know, hit us up on Instagram at Refuse to Lose Sports. And we'll just add you to one of these chats so you can be a part of all the chats. But the biggest perk outside of you getting all of the latest news, injuries, transfer portals, and just anything relating to sports, outside of you getting that early, if you participate in these chats, you actually can come on the show. Like I said earlier, Tony was a part of one of the debates in the chat. He was in the NCAA basketball chat, and he was telling people, man, UConn going to take it. And some people was doubting it. He said, nope, UConn going to win, and he gave us the reasons. Ended up on the show telling y'all the reasons why they won. Like, he predicted it. I wish I would have put my $10 down and said UConn was going to win, you know, when he said it. I probably would have came up on some money. But, see, that's a tip. You could have been a millionaire or a thousandaire. Who knows how much money you wanted to put down. So, again, hit us up on Instagram in the DMs at Refuse to Lose Sports. Say, hey, man, I was watching the show, man. I thought you guys were doing a great job, and I want to be a part of the NBA chat. Or, hey, guys, you all are doing a great job. I'm trying to come on the show and tell Tomo and Joe that they were wrong about the Kings. Or, hey, I want to come on the show and tell Dave that, you know, the 49ers, they're going to be a good team. You got to be a part of these chats, man. The only way. Let us know.
Yeah. 49ers beat them cowgirls, though.
Hey, I corrected myself, okay?
That was one of the heated debates we had. You know, I just realized the format was different. Yeah, that's one of the heated debates we had in the chat. But look, you brought up, you know, being a thousandaire. If you would have bet the Kings winning the division, you would have been a 10,000aire. All right? So shout out to Sacramento for winning the Pacific Division. All right? So same division with everybody in the division qualified for the play-in, by the way. I'm just saying, you know, and we never won that division.
Wait. So y'all the only team that officially made the playoffs in your division?
Yeah. Only one.
Wow.
Man. Well, no. The Suns there too. They cleansed last night. The Suns cleansed that. Shout out to KD.
And there's also a parlay chat that Vaughn has. Mm-hmm. So if you want to get into that, let us know. We'll talk to Vaughn to see if you can get in there.
Oh yeah, we gotta add that to the flyer too.
Yeah. So you know, you can get into parlays and learn the ways of the parlays. You know.
That's how yes. you become.
But we have to throw this out here too. We are not a financial. You're not financial advisors. If you do have a gambling problem, please make sure you call 1-800-GAMBLER. Just want to throw that out there.
I mean, technically, I'm licensed in financial services. So if you need some help, just let me know.
There you go.
All right. That is not an advertisement, y'all. That was just straight facts.
There you go.
So all when right. y'all actually, when y'all do reach out, just tell Dave.
Tell him to bring me my money.
All right, y'all. So last but not least, man, let's get this show started. So we're going to kick it off and talk about J-Mo's guy. MVP, all right. So, Doc River. I mean, they beat Celtics last night on TNT on prime time, and Doc River had some words for the media yesterday. Tombo, you got that clip for us?
Yes, sir.
Joel Embiid. And if the MVP race is over, I'm really like tonight. We couldn't make shots. We had guys making shots with open shots. The man just scored half our points. In the NBA game. And I'm biased, but
I mean, he was honest, right?
I'm gonna kick this one off. So question is he right? And I'm gonna say yes, 100%. Doc River is right. The MVP race is over. I mean, there's nothing else we can do to like sway people away. All right, Davey Dollars. So, look, this is why I agree with him. So, first of all, I'm not going to bring it. You know, normally when it comes to MVP rate, I got all these numbers for y'all and stuff. I'm not going to do that right now for y'all. All right? This is what I know from my experience of watching the NBA and paying close attention to the MVP race. You know, when it's a close race, how you finish a season matters a whole lot. You could do something all year, and if you finish a certain way, people don't really care about what happened in the first half of the year. They care about those last few weeks for real when you're in that MVP race, if it's a close race. So, look, I feel like Joel Embiid passed Jokic when he went on a win streak and Jokic went on a losing streak. All right? So, people, no matter what Jokic is doing, averaging triple-double, Jamal Murray got hurt, we don't care about the circumstances. We just know that Joel Embiid was winning and he wasn't. So, Embiid passed him. So, then Jokic had his chance to reclaim number one when they had a game scheduled to play in Denver, Nuggets versus Philly. Joel Embiid didn't play. So what that did was Jokic couldn't get his opportunity to claim number one, but it kind of hurt Joel Embiid, and Giannis started creeping in the conversation, right? Giannis had his chance to stamp the mark on MVP against Celtics. And what happened?
Got blown out by 40.
Lost by 41. They got it at one point. Everything point matters, right? Lost by 41 points. All right. And then Embiid turned around, played that same Celtics team. No Jaylen Brown. Like I said, we don't care. People don't care about the circumstance. They want to know, is your best player there? Okay, cool. They saw Tatum. They see the Celtics, right? Embiid had probably the best game of the whole season. All right. And it was on TNT primetime. So Joel Embiid, a masterpiece. Like Doc Rivers said, he had 52 out of the 103 points. All right, 20 from 25 from the field, 80%. Only 3 turnovers, which is awesome for a big. I got the ball in his hand that many times, right? 12 and 13 for the free throw line, 11 rebounds, 6 assists, and 2 blocks. So Doc is right. It's over. It's over, right? My preseason pick was Jordan B, and I'm proud to say that Jordan B is going to win MVP. And I want to say it first and say it here. Jordan B, congratulations. You are the NBA's most valuable player for 22-23 season. Tombo.
Man, I mean, I'm not giving you all a preview till you're done, son. But as far as the MVP race, I mean, he should have just said it. Hey, Joker, you're done, son. Oh. Joel Embiid, he showed off. Like you said, Joe, I mean, it's hard to do a show when we all got the same points. Because with this, we literally could have the same points. Like, we came on here, me and Dave came on and said, look, him missing that game against the Nuggets may hurt. And that allowed Giannis to creep back in. But then what did Giannis do? Just like the TLC song, he crept. Yeah. But he didn't know what Embiid do. And Embiid came back and dropped 52 last night and was like, look, man, I'm going to let y'all know. I'm one of the best big men in this league. I'm also one of the only big men since Wilt Chamberlain and Kareem to average over 30 points. So put some respect on my name, because that MVP, that trophy, that's mine. And James Harden, you say you want to leave after this year? Then go ahead, because somebody going to want to come in and play with these 76ers, with me, Maxi. Maybe Doc is still there, because right now Embiid is keeping his job. So, man, that's Embiid, true. Hats off to you, man. There's no three-peat for you, Joker. Dave?
I mean, what am I really going to say? The man put up 52 and 13, 20 and 25 from the field. Like Joe said, he was 12 or 13 from the free throw line. He dominated a game when he needed to dominate a game.
Yep.
When Giannis needed to dominate the game, it didn't happen. I'm sorry. When Jokic has been needed to dominate a game a couple of times during that losing streak, it didn't happen. So, at the end of the day, Joel Embiid is the MVP of the league. I know that we had a segment where we say he needs to make sure that he's not whining or nothing like that. And he's not. He's showing his play on the court. He did everything he needed to do against what Joe has called the best team in the NBA, best team in the East, against the Celtics. And I understand Jaylen Brown was out, and I think that's a I think that plays a big part. But either way, Joel Embiid put up 52 points in a game where his team scored 103. So he scored more than half of the points of his team. I mean, it was a point more, but still, it's still more than half. It's crazy. I mean, Joel Embiid is doing everything he needs to do to lead this team. With James Harden not being the James Harden we all know, with him having Tobias Harris on his team, who I think didn't deserve the contract that he got from the 76ers, and he needs to be gone. That's just my opinion. Joel Embiid, MVP.
Yeah, I think Tobias Harris is holding him back. Because of that contract, they can get way more role play. They did a good job this offseason with the depth they have, but they could be better without Tobias Harris. And Tobias Harris just don't fit with them, you know. So, but the Sixers, man, I told J-Mo this yesterday. MVP, hey, but you the best. Hey, J-Mo said it 2 years ago. Embiid could be the best player in the world. Hey, he's showing it, right? I don't want to see no second round exits. If you don't get to the Eastern Conference Finals, Tomo.
Oh, nah.
You're done, son.
All right. Eastern Conference Finals. I don't want to hear no excuses. I want to hear Doc Rivers. I want to hear James Harden. I want to hear Maxie. I want to hear Embiid took us to the Eastern Conference Finals. That's what great players do. You mentioned him in the same breakfast with family, right? All right. Let's see it.
All right.
By the way, nice topic title, man. Hey, what's up, Doc? I like that. That's pretty dope. All right, Tombo. Shout out to Tombo. Our next topic, we got to talk about this L.A. battle, man, tonight. It's going to be a battle, y'all. So they got the identical record. I mean, we're talking about identical records, 41-38, identical home record, identical road record. They are just identical team, and they both have Russ. I mean, Russ and Russ, bro. That's crazy. So they play tonight in LA, obviously. And this is for the marbles for real. Play in or not. Right now, the Clippers have the tiebreaker with the sixth seed, right? Because they have beaten LA all the time they play them this year. But the Lakers got a chance to eclipse them and get that sixth seed for the first time since who knows? All season. So, Tomo, Who's going to take this game tonight at 10 p.m. Eastern time? Would it be the Lakers or the Clippers?
Man, oh, man. This is a good one. This is going to be interesting. I got to take the Lakers. I got to take the Lakers. They've been – it's just funny that the fact that these teams are so equally yoked and they both have Russ. But it took for Russ to get traded from one team or cut. I forgot what happened. I think he got traded, right? He got traded to
Utah, and Utah bought him out.
See why when you get bought out, the middle team just gets lost. So they say the media blamed Russ all season, saying, hey, man, it's Russ' fault. It's Russ this. It's Russ that. The Lakers don't got this. The Lakers don't got no shooters. They're not playing defense. Meanwhile, LeBron's foot was bad, and AD was, you know, being AD. But they don't want to bring that part up, right? But then they make this this smart trade. You know, they did something that an old Wizards GM would do. They said, you know what, I messed up. So around All-Star break, I'm going to get us some pieces. So they went and got D'Lo. You know, they got Vanderbilt. Then they got Malik Beasley. All players who contributed on their teams before they got here. And that's what they did. The Lakers have been, what, 16-8 since that trade? With the six, that's the sixth best record in the NBA. So they've been playing some ball. LeBron has been missing, but AD has found himself in some of those games. He's also lost himself, that Mavericks game, but we're not going to bring that up. So I say all that to say this. LeBron got something to prove, and he's going to win his game tonight so they can get back in the playoffs, and then he's going to let the media deal with Russ after that. So I'm picking the Lakers to win this game.
Tomo, we agree. Okay. We agree, and I think I said this before here. I think we had there was a show where we had where we said, will the Lakers miss the play-in? And I said no. I said they will not miss the play-in, and that was before they traded Russ. I believe this made them better, I don't think this is because of Russ. I think it's because of the pieces they put around them. The pieces they put around fit this team better. It wasn't that Russ was bad. Russ was not bad. He was just bad for this team. Mm-hmm. And this team has everything you need around them. You have shooters. You have people that are going to play hard defense. Because Patrick Beverley, whether you like it or not, Patrick Beverley and Russell Westbrook are not shooters. They can get streaky every once in a while. Mm-hmm. So that can happen. But they're not shooters. They've never been known for shooters. That's just not what they do. You got D'Lo. You got Malik Beasley out there. AD can still shoot. Rui can shoot. You have players out there that can help spread the floor. And you have players at multiple positions that can handle the ball as well. D'Lo can handle the ball. We all know what he can do. He was with the Lakers before, and now I think where he is now in his career, it fits better when it comes to what they can do. And with everything else that they have around them, with not having to worry about giving Thomas Bryant those minutes because he's not there anymore, you got pieces that are there and pieces that want to win. And you got Austin Reeves that has been playing lights out, had a few 30-point games, now has a shoe deal. Don't think anybody's going to buy the shoe, but he has a shoe deal. And now he's doing everything he can to make sure that when they made everything they did to make sure that when LeBron came back, that they have a team that's ready for him to come back. Now, it started off a little bit slow, but now the team, it feels like the team just fits perfectly. So I think not only are they going to win tonight, I think they have a good chance to make a run in the playoffs.
Okay. I'm rolling with the Clippers. I'm rolling with the Clippers. But before I can throw the Clippers, y'all, let me not hate on the Lakers, all right? They've been balling.
Hold on. The bald guy goes with the Clippers.
The bald guy, yeah. Yeah. I know LeBron's heading my direction with the baldness, but I'm gonna go with
it. Oh, he's fighting. He's fighting hard. Just like the playoff, just like the sixth seed. That's how he fighting.
All right, so I'm going to give the Lakers their flowers real quick, though. So now the Lakers have been great, not good, but great, since the All-Star break. They are the third-best team behind the Bucks and the Light the Beam team. since the All-Star break. So I'm going to give them props for that. They got the third best rebounding team, third best defense since the All-Star break. And obviously, a lot of that got to do with AD. All right. I know in the NBA chat, I saw that. I know a lot of I saw that comment. They, you know, but I know a lot. I know in the chat we talk a lot about AD, about him getting injured and all that stuff. We talk. He went down against Houston, and everybody was like, including me, "Oh my gosh!" But we didn't talk about how he got up and cooked Houston, and they won. That's true, right? So AD since the All-Star break, 27-12. I mean, basically for the season, he's 26-12, right? But if I'm a Laker, the Lakers' issue is this. AD is, he'll give you a 40-point game. He'll turn around and give you a 12-point game.
Facts.
All right? And a lot of that got to do with him not getting the shot attempts. Last night, they played Utah with the overtime, and AD didn't touch the ball. LeBron was the guy. When AD is the number one guy, they're one of the best teams in the NBA. Check this out, y'all. It's gonna make you fall out your chair, all right? And that's what they say, right? Fall out your chair. So look, when AD takes at least 20 shots or more, I mean that's what the best player normally does, right? 20 shots, right? Something around that. Mm-hmm. They are 6-1 since the All-Star break. Look how many points he scored in each of those games. 30, 38, 39, 37, 38, 38, 40. I mean, the guys are beasts. I mean,
Just imagine if he got fed the ball the entire time, he could be averaging 38, and we might be talking about AD being the MVP of the league right
him
now.
Him and B going. I said this before. I put this in the chat. Davis AD at his best, go toe to toe with anybody. Like arguably the best player in the NBA.
That's a fact.
You know why? Because even though I'm talking about offensively, the reason why they're third best defense is All Star break because of Anthony Davis. It's because of Anthony Davis, right? When they are bad defensively, AD is not playing the game. He's not playing. That's why last season, I had him going into the year being defensive player of the year, even though he did. He played terrible that year. But his first year with LA, he was a defensive player candidate. I think he was second behind Giannis. But I'm going to go with the Clippers. I think I talk about shooting. Y'all know the Clippers are the best three-point shooting team since the All-Star break? All right, since they made that trade. And a lot of reason why, because you got Kawhi Leonard who draws a lot of attention. And believe it or not, Russell Westbrook, with his aggressiveness, right, it collapsed the defense and open threes. So Westbrook is a much better fit with the Clippers than he is with the Lakers for two reasons. Number one, more shooting. And number two, he know his role. He didn't know his role going to LA Lakers. So I'm going to roll with the Clippers. I had the Clippers. I was howling the Clippers for the playoffs. They can't go to the play-in. They got to be a top six seed, and I'm going to stick with them. Clippers winning tonight. And AD and LeBron are questionable, by the way.
Why can't they be in the play-in?
I mean, I don't know. Play-in teams don't, like, based off the small history we have, I don't think it's been a playoff play-in team that won in the first round. That's going to be a tall task.
So, if they're the six seed, don't they play y'all?
It's gonna be the Warriors because we gotta play the Warriors. See, look, the Clippers play Lakers tonight, then they play Portland, then they finish off with the Suns. All right. The Warriors, I don't know who they play, but they gotta play us. We play Dallas tonight, then we play the Warriors next. So
y'all clinched the playoffs though. Are y'all really gonna play all y'all players?
Yeah, our defense ain't up to par right now. Right now, we are evaluating our defense right now, even though the last five games were the top five defense. Number four, by the way, last five games, number eight on the road. But it's not about us, though. It's about the Lakers and Clippers.
Okay.
So, yeah. So, I'm going with the Clippers.
So, it's 2-1.
Austin Reeves is what the media wants Tyler Hero to be. Explain that, Carl. Please. I want to know. I need an explanation to this. Because from what I know, Tyler Hero is the sixth man of the year. And, he this year, he's been the best scorer on our team.
I don't know what you mean by that. Austin Reeves getting looked. He said himself. Oh, damn, Mike, I'm going crazy. He said himself. He's a white man who played for the Lakers. I mean, that's what it is. If he's playing for the Denver Nuggets, he won't be getting these looks. You know, the number one seed.
That's true.
He played with LeBron.
And Tyler Hero is a white boy that plays for the Miami Heat.
Yeah, but he Tyler better, though.
Yeah, you know? That's why I'm trying to. I'm glad you said that. I need
that's why, explain that's that. That's why I need an explanation for this. Yeah. Please explain, Carl.
That's a hillbilly Kobe. Remember that on IG? He was on great on IG.
Dropped that 30.
I like Austin Reeves, though. AR-15. That's his name, right? All right. Let's talk about some other news, man. Tomo.
What we got? What we doing?
The Wizards, man.
Why are we doing this? Why we gotta do this? They've been in them, they've been in our media cycle for the last three shows. I'm tired of this. Yeah. Getting tired of this. And it's not for good reasons, man.
They have though. Y'all decided y'all gonna keep y'all coach, man. Talk to us, man.
I mean, I came on here a few years ago and we said, I read the stats for you all. I literally read the stats. You could have had Mike Brown. You could have had Mike Brown. You could have had Sam Cassell. I don't like how Dave is just looking at that comment. That's how I feel about this signing. That's exactly how I feel. Like, I knew this was going to happen because of the last four games. I said, these youngins going to get in here and start playing some fundamental basketball, and they're going to be like, well, you know, it's not West. You know, it's probably just the situation, you know, the circumstances that we're in. You know, the big three, this, that, and the third. They can't, like I said, we can't use injuries because the Wizards were one of the healthiest teams all season up until, like, the last month. Bradley Beal has found his spot. I mean, Kuzma has found his spot on the team. Porzingis has definitely found his spot. One will say you have to blame rotations at times. There's times where the coaching staff will have a team that's going on a have a set in that's going on a run, call a timeout, and then take them out. Or a player has a hot hand and they don't call plays for him anymore. Or maybe you're playing up against a three-pointing team and you're running a 2-3 zone instead of running a 3-2. You know, it's just moments within the game where the coach acts like he doesn't have a feel for the game. Who was a defensive coach? Like, I just got to keep throwing that out there for folks. Who was the defensive coordinator on the Nuggets that made the playoffs? I'm just saying. And all the players on the Nuggets vouched for him. Like, that's how he got the job. Tommy came on here with the press conference. You never would see a guy where their players vouch for him more than this guy. I'm talking about players from the Nuggets, players from other teams. I was like, well, I will say that too. I mean, if I'm the Nuggets, I'm like, well, I'm going to keep winning. So, West, you can go do what you want to do. And if I'm somebody in the East, I'm like, yeah, bring them over here. Because we need the Wizards losing, and we need to make our record better. So, yeah, he do. I'll take J. Kidd right about now, though, because at least you all were a fourth seed at one point. I don't think the Wizards were in the top five. Y'all GM messed y'all up there. But, hey, Wes, you got one more year. I mean, we'll see what happens in the offseason. I'm going to keep my hopes up. You know, maybe we can do something in this draft. Johnny Davis actually is starting to look like a solid pick, but he don't look like he's the person for this team because, again, we don't know what the Wizards' vision is. And I feel sorry for the guy because you never want to see a person get fired, especially when the organization doesn't give you any clear direction. Like Spencer Dinwiddie even came out and said, look, when you tell me what my job is, then I'm going to do it. I went to Dallas. They told me what my job was. I did it. I came back to Brooklyn. They said, look, we have a young team. We want you to just build the morale, pass the ball a little bit, and if you score, you score. That's clear cut. That's it. He said he went to the Wizards. They said, hey, you're going to be paired up with Bill. We want you to pass the ball some, but, hey, if you can score, you score. And then somewhere down maybe like 6 or 7 games, once he hit a couple of them buzzer beaters, they was like, whoa, 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 bucko. Bill's the star. You don't hit those buzzer beaters. And then it just all got – it fizzled out from there. Kendrick Nunn got drafted here. He fell out of the rotation because Wes said he was playing for a contract. Don't you think that's what he's going to do? Don't you think that's what a player's going to do? He gets drafted. He don't know if he's going to be playing. He gets traded there. Don't you think a player is going to be like, look, I'm playing for a contract. Every time I get on the floor, I got to make a play.
Mm-hmm.
Fast forward, the big three go down because of end of the season. They basically shut them down. I don't think half of these guys are hurt. I think Kuzma is hurt. I think they just shut Porzingis and Bill down. Nunn gets in his last game. He scores like 20 points. I mean, I called him done, son. I mean, probably, but hey, look, Wes, you got till December with me. And if things still look the same, go ahead, cue it up if y'all want to cue it up. But he's definitely going to be on. Yeah, done, son.
Tom, man. I don't really have much to say. It's just that, like, we literally just did a segment 2 days ago about y'all missing on Mike Brown, and they come out with this news. I'm like, dang. All right, so, I mean, all I can say is, man, keep hope alive. continue to be a fan. You know, all it takes is one good GM, and your whole franchise can change. And that's in any sport. So, or one. Hey,
sign and trade.
Look on the positive side. Young and Lowry. This is a good draft right here, man. So if y'all fall into the top three,
they gonna mess it up, man.
You can't mess up in the top three. I'm sorry.
They gonna mess it up, man.
Y'all fall into the top three, y'all can get Brandon Miller, Scoot, Wimby. I get one on three guys, and then maybe y'all can make a hard decision on one of these big three players. I'm pretty sure you have one in mind. Move on for.
So, I'm glad this is recorded, because if they do end up with the top three pick, and then you were watching the draft, and they do something crazy, you're like, oh, what's going on? I'm gonna just clip this up. I'm like, I told you, Joe. They're gonna find a way.
Man, you ain't telling me. I told you. Ski Mask Howie. Eagle ties, right?
Of course. You know it was coming.
I'm sorry.
I ain't got much to say. You heard what I said last time. I don't know what you expected. You shouldn't have expected nothing less than this. This is what the Wizards are. This is why it's hard to root for the home team. This organization is just not good. This organization is just not good. It's not good. Until you change management, just expect nothing but failure. I'm sorry.
That's the crazy part. Because look at it. You got literally, literally the Mystics right there. They were used to playing the same arena. Literally made one move. Change the whole face of the team. One move. Then you turn around. Capital City Go-Go. They have a female GM. They are in the playoffs. This is the G League team. Like, it's the proof's right there. It's literally working. Why are you not trying to go that route? I don't know. But like I said, left hand up, who are we? The Defenders. Shout out to the Mystics. Shout out to the Capital City Go-Go. Shout out to the Capitals. Everybody else. Y'all do what y'all do.
Hey. Oh, wait,
don't pull that jersey out. No, don't do that.
Where are you
going? I said Defenders.
All right. Yeah, man. Hey, tough times, man. Tough times. Hey, y'all draw will be over soon.
That's my only comment. I have nothing else to say.
I like how they don't pull no punches with y'all. I try to be nice and they be like, man, don't spit nothing good. Why are you surprised? All right, I guess the Eastern Conference thing probably. That's probably what it is. Y'all play soon, I think.
Dude, we're playing now, ain't we?
I think we are.
No, we're playing the Hawks.
I think y'all play.
I think it's the next game.
Y'all play this week. Y'all funny.
Is it in Miami? I gotta go to a Miami. Yeah, I can take a picture in front of the bench.
Nah, it's Friday.
It has them, y'all.
It's Friday. It's Friday in Washington.
Okay.
All right. So let's go to our next topic. I like the before you switch it, Tombo. I like the topic. Look at that thing. Wise decision. that was creative, man.
Great pun.
All right. So let's talk about.
I'm sorry, but Avon Sunday.
Showdown.
Showdown.
Sunday.
We said we were gonna stream it right now. What we said?
Yeah. Right.
Tell him to bring me my money.
Be my jersey. All right, y'all. So Draymond Green has some comments about they came out with a decision, the NBA MBPA, right? And they came up with a decision to have a 65 game minimum to be awarded regular season awards and playoff awards, by the way. So you can be out all year, ball out in the playoffs, they won't get an award if you don't play a minimum of 65 games. All right. So Tomo, Draymond has some words. Play that clip for us.
Oh, my clip was different, though.
Oh, it was? Okay.
Yeah, my clip was different. I wanted to let you know that. I meant to say.
Okay. Never mind.
I
didn't edit it, though. That's cool.
He basically was like, since I confused us on the clip, I got you. Oh, you got it up?
No, go ahead.
That's I was going to say, okay. So basically Draymond was just saying, like, this is a bad idea for folks, and the 65 games is like, said something about, he called people bums. He's calling players bums. He said, you're going to be mad when you have bums make it to your all-NBA team because some of these players, you know, your stars get hurt and they miss 10 games. And because of your rule, you're going to have bums making over Supermax. You have bums making Supermax deals because they got incentives to make all-NBA teams. It's a little harsh on the bum part. Like, come on, Draymond. Like, your bench is full of these players that help out, and you gonna call them bums? Like, Steph and them not the healthiest players. And Jordan Poole stepped up. So are you saying he's a bum? I'm just saying that's the idea of person who's gonna step in for him, because we know Haslam not gonna get on the court.
Exactly.
So the choice of words for me was what really messed it up. It's like, I understand your point, but the choice of words is like, so it's kind of like right message, wrong messenger.
Yeah, we said bum. I was like, okay.
Yeah.
All right, Dave, talk to us. What's your thoughts on that? You agree with him?
Yes and no. Yes, because I believe the comment was more. Well, I'll say yes, because I mean, if we're talking about bums, is he talking about people that are only playing like 10 minutes a game, maybe coming in and you know, garbage time? If he's talking about that, then I think he's tripping, because I don't think there's going to be any of those kind of players to make an all NBA team. I think he's, if that's what he's saying, then it don't really make sense. I mean, how many players? So are we talking about like players like Grant Williams, maybe?
He gotta be alluding to those type of players who get like
players like. I mean, I don't think Pat Bev is a bum, but he's not an all NBA kind of player. So.
Mm-hmm.
Is he talking about Pat Bev? Is he talking about like players like Hayward Highsmith? Hayward Highsmith, trust me, he will never make an all NBA team. He won't. It's not happening. But if we're talking about players like you said, Jordan Poole and stuff like that, I think those players might deserve it. If they play 65 plus games and someone only plays 50, okay. Okay, I mean, he's balling out for one. If he's balling out and the other person's balling out, the other person that hasn't been healthy enough, and we can't control health, so I understand that. But if it's Jordan Poole, then I believe Jordan Poole deserves to get in. We all know Jordan Poole is on a max contract, and he plays well coming off the bench. I think in any other team, any other situation, he would be a starter. The only reason why he's not a starter because they still have Klay Thompson there. And they still have Steph. Those who are really good players. And you got a really good bench, for real. So I get it. And Draymond, other than your passing and defense, your offense is not good. You're not a scorer. So if you miss 50 games, if you only play 50 games, then you probably won't get on that All-NBA team. Or All-NBA defensive team. But are there really that many defenders out there that are really that good? But I don't think this is – I personally don't think it's going to be a big issue, because most of the players on the bench don't play a lot of those games. I mean, and even if they play, they're not going to get to that – they're not going to get enough minutes to be able to say that they deserve to be on an All-NBA team. I think that counts too. So – that's just my thoughts on it.
See, all right, I disagree 100% with Draymond. Let me start there. I'm all for this award. I mean, this game minimum thing. And here's why. The reason why they put the award out, and then he tried to compare it to people this year. First of all, if going into this year, we had a 65-game minimum, don't you think that Steph would have played more games?
Yep.
Don't you think Giannis would have played more games? LeBron would have played more games? AD would play more games. The man set out on the back-to-back, and he said he felt 100% healthy. But the team didn't want to injure him, so they set him out on the back-to-back. So what this does is it gives players incentive to play in their mind meaningless games. You know, like, for example, Portland, they just set everybody out. Dang, 100% healthy. Set them. You know what? We ain't making the playoffs. Just sit down.
Portland started the trend by benching Dame, because now Luka and Kyrie are sitting. We got other players that are just
– Luka and Kyrie still playing. They still playing. But Luka did say, like, as long as we got a chance, I'm still playing. And I respect that. But Dame sitting out, you know, like, Dame could have been all NBA. I mean, he will be probably most likely, but you know, if this was next year, you think Dame would still be playing, right? Because he wanted to be All-NBA because part of your contract extension qualification to get the max supermax bonus, you got to be All-NBA. So mm-hmm. it's a good incentive, and I love that. And if you plan on making a playoff run, you got to play in the regular season. You can't just freeload the regular season and then hop in the playoffs, play great, help us win a championship. But at the end of the day, there are plenty of fans who go to games, travel 1,000 miles to see you play, and you don't show up. Listen, Kawhi Leonard, when my favorite play, I flew all the way to Sacramento to see the Kings, but they was playing the Clippers. Kawhi didn't even play. I was like, dang, I ain't get a chance to see Kawhi Leonard play. So my whole thing is, one thing I liked about Jordan always said, I try to play every game. That's why he played 82 games multiple times. And he said, I give my best because you never know who's watching. They might be seeing me for the first time. So I love it. 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 So load management, Tomo.
You're done, son. I don't even know how to play the sound. I got you. But so that's funny, Joe, because I had my incentives written down, and you named all of them. That's the incentives behind it. But my cons, right, one of them was probably increased injuries because, you know, some of these players really don't take care of their bodies. And this is where the clip came from.
Everybody's complaining about the load management and all of these different things.
That's funny.
And say Giannis plays 64 games and he doesn't make the All-NBA team.
Mm-hmm.
And then say, let's say, this will be different in Giannis' case because of years of service, but let's say Giannis doesn't have the years of service and then he doesn't qualify for the Supermax with the Milwaukee Bucks, and then all of a sudden Giannis like, well, forget this. I'm out of Milwaukee and I'm going to Los Angeles because that's better for my brand, and I'm building a production company. I'm going to New York because that's better for my brand, and I'm building a production company. All of a sudden it's working against those lower market teams.
Like Sacramento?
Yeah. So when he made that point, I said, I'm glad he caught himself because he said Giannis, right? Now let's think of like a Jordan Poole who would play for like the Wizards. Say the Wizards. And he's balling out, even though, yeah, let's say the Wizards. The Wizards is perfect. Or Orlando. Let's say Orlando too. Teams that don't make it to TNT a lot. I can see a lot of people saying, you know what? Well, I'm going to go somewhere where the massive media is, and I'll just go there instead of doing this whole All-NBA. Like, I don't need that incentive. I'll just get my money on the back end. And we'll just do it on YouTube. So when he said that, I was like, you have a point there. But the league is getting younger, Draymond. And more of these kids do want to play more games. Like, I don't see a Jordan Poole pulling a move like that where he's saying, like, well, if I'm healthy, I'm going to just be a healthy scratch. I don't see that. And I'm going to name one more of my cons before you all respond to the video. Kawhi Leonard may retire. If he got to play 65 games, he's like, I'm out.
I don't think so. I look at it this way. Some players don't care about these awards either.
True.
And I'll say this because he's on my team. He's not considered a superstar. But Jimmy Butler doesn't care about these awards. Whenever his agent calls him and lets him know he hangs up the phone, he doesn't care about that. All he cares is about winning. So some players it'll matter to, some players it won't. It all depends on who it is. And I think Kawhi is one of those players where I don't think he cares whether he makes an All-NBA team or not. I don't think it matters to him.
Okay, give me a response to the video. First of all, Draymond, people do that now, all right? People don't have to wait. Giannis is an anomaly. First of all, everybody was surprised he stayed and signed that Supermax with Milwaukee.
That is a fact.
When he got that extension. We were all like, what are you doing? You should leave. And he turned around and – yeah, I don't trust it. And he turned around and he signed a contract and he won the championship. But people normally leave. And number two, you talking about Giannis. That was a bad example. Let me tell you why. Because Giannis is on track to hit 65 games. But do y'all know the game before they played Boston, he set out? Completely healthy. He set out. You know why? Because it was a back-to-back game. They knew the Celtics were coming to town. And they were trying to prepare, quote-unquote, for the Celtics. Basically, get ready for the Celtics. So my whole thing is, if you had a 65-game minimum, because Giannis came out and said himself, he cares about the MVP, right? Well, there's nothing wrong with that. He said that. Then Giannis would have played that game with somebody, a fan, paid money to go watch him go play that game. Like, that's the thing. And back then, we didn't – like, if they would have came out with this rule 20 years ago, it won't matter because they play every game. They play every game. At the end of the day, you're a professional. All right. So I'm not, I'm 100% disagreeing with Draymond saying. And I don't know why he's having a big deal of it. I mean, it's not like he's going to win anymore. I'm not going to take no shot at Draymond. Right? I had Draymond win a defensive player of the year this year. But I'm 100% against what Draymond's saying. 65 game minimum, let's get it.
I think because he may have more details into the actual CBA, because that was another one of my questions too, is like, what if one of these players naturally do get hurt? Like, let's say they do tear like a ligament or something that has them out for a minimum of maybe 9 to 10 games. Like, mm-hmm. Does that really affect your 65? Because if you were actually hurt, I think you should still be able to come back and qualify for an all-NBA team because you were actually hurt. You weren't a healthy scratch.
Well, I think even if I think him saying 10 games was wild too, because even if you miss 10 games, there's still more than enough games to play. there are 82 games in the season. That means if you miss 10, that means you play 72. So you qualify. So I think
guess
the number
including that paid time off, that sick leave.
I get it, but if you're going to include load management, include the amount of games in load management as well. Don't just say 10 games. Because if you miss 10 games, that's still 72 games you get to play. All right.
And then, Tom, you mentioned about the injuries, right? And how they don't take care of themselves. It's medicine today, they say, and the technology. Players should be even more healthier today. Why are we getting hurt even more of all the technology and stuff?
So because they have not too much.
Exactly. If they have an incentive to play a minimum games, that would get them an incentive to take care of themselves. It will. Like I said, AD set out of a game when he said he felt 100% fine, but it was being cautious with him. First of all, y'all in the play-in. Why are you being cautious with AD? Just start there. All right? You got to get to 6 seed. Like, so don't blame the players. You really could, but it's really – the training staff and stuff like that that's telling these players not to play.
Well, as long as they got the Ravens training staff, they should be good, right?
Wow. But honestly, how many players now play all 82 games?
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's rare.
I think that's why he's more upset, because he's an older player. Because I'm gonna let you finish it, Joe and Elvis. Like, the younger players are gonna do this. I think it's because he's an older player. Like, now y'all restricting me. In my contract, I think it's more personal. It affects my contract.
Yeah, one more year left.
Even if we talk about one player who we know takes care of everybody better than anybody in the league, LeBron James has only played 82 games one time his entire career. So, and now he's being hurt a lot more. Back in the day, there are more people getting injured now than there was back then. With all everything being better now. So Draymond, I don't think he made sense right there.
I don't agree with him at all. I don't agree with him. I love it. And plus the players agree to it. It's like, what are you complaining for?
And as far as like the regular season with LeBron, I can understand the regular season part, because he has been to like that 10 straight final run, like you're playing into like the end of June. So that kind of gives you that 82. But it was the bum. It was the bum, and I think he's taking it personal. Like, look at Draymond. He's full of grays now.
But when you say bums, okay, how about this? Steph don't make it. Who going to make it in Steph plus? SGA?
That's not a bum.
He ain't a bum.
I don't think he's a bum. I mean, even SGA sitting out, he low managing. Lauri Markkanen is low managing right now. You know why? Because they tanking. They like low managing. Lauri Markkanen, he's not playing back-to-back games. Really? Lauri Markkanen, like he's really that hurt?
Exactly.
We got to try and tank.
Blame Greg Popovich and the Spurs. They started his low management.
Hey, he's smart. He took advantage of the system, and now the NBA finally caught up. And they're like, nah, bro, you're not about to keep doing it. Like, Pop was doing it, but now the NBA hot with it. They hot. And my last point, y'all, is this. This is how I know people are sending out so much, y'all. Y'all saw that stat where it says where the Bucks at right now, they're the number one seed in the NBA. Their win percentage is lower than Tim Duncan's career win percentage.
Mm.
You know why? Because they play almost every game. Your stars is always there. But in now today's NBA, we might not when the Warriors win 73-9, Steph played. Klay played. Draymond, you, my guy, you played. I had to have him, my guy, like my man Dave. You played that year.
But you proved the point, though. There was an incentive behind them playing like that. They were trying to break that record. So there you go.
Exactly. So Like my man DJ said, when there's an incentive, you will rise to the occasion. That's what winners do.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Draymond, make another idiotic comment if you want to.
Uh-oh. Doghouse.
My guy, you in the doghouse.
Phone next to KP. They'll get along good, right? They'll get
exactly, good. They would.
Oh, no, KP out.
There you go, that's right.
He's going to be next to Skip.
They'll get along too. He talking about he got locked out. Oh, he out. He got out yesterday. He got out like 3 weeks
ago. You ain't seen him. He doing good now. His takes been clean. He ain't even saying nothing crazy no more.
Real comment, Jerry. Ice up, son. Ice up. Ice up.
Sport medicine is way better than his way. Yup. Yup. Ice up, son.
Just that is it. True, because sports medicine back then was just a brew and a cigarette. So you right, Jerry. You right.
Everything bro. Natural. I'm still not natural at all. All right. Let's move on to your done, son. Tomo, this is your segment. It's been a while. Take it over, my guy.
Man.
You gotta thank my guy a lot, man.
man, look. This is gonna be a fun one, man. You know, like I say, man, y'all know the saying. If you don't know the saying, you can check out an old video. But look, man, it's all fun in the sun till you end up on this week's you're done, son. And this week's you're done, son, man. It's oh man, this is gonna shake the place up, man. You know, this one goes to the Indiana Pacers. And y'all know why I'm picking the Pacers. It's right there. You can see it. Shout out to my man. I see little Jody. I see Jody. But it's my man over there. Look at it. We got the baby face. Hey, Ty. Yeah, done, son. You came on here, I want to say it was about March 13th. That was the exact day. You came on here and you clowned my Wizards. Said we're going to get the number one pick. I will give you this in the midst of my year done, son. I will take fault. I said we'll finish. Our record will be better than yours. Right now, we're currently tied. If you look at the date, we're currently tied. And we may finish below you. However, you came on here and rattled off 19 to maybe like 15-ish games. And you said y'all going to win all of these games. You know, Mr. Easy Money Ty. That was you. Easy Money. You said we played Detroit. They lost to Detroit while we were recording that show. He looked good because the next night they came back. They beat the Bucks, you know, 139 to 123. So he was looking good, you know, a little. He was shaking the table a little bit. Then next thing you know, Jody didn't show up again. They played the 76ers. You lost. You played the Hornets. You lost. Then you bounce back against Toronto. You're like, maybe we can make the playoffs because the Wizards keep losing. Y'all beat Toronto. But then guess what? Boston. You lost again. Then you played the Mavericks. Another L. Then you played Milwaukee Bucks. Oh, that's easy money. Lost. Yeah, lost. You was out here looking like DJ Khaled with them L's. Another one. And y'all beat OKC, but then you lost to Cleveland. And you played the Knicks, Detroit, and the Knicks. But guess what? At the end of the day, me and you both are on the couch, and we're eliminated. Guess who's done? I've been told you the Wizards was done. But my guy, Ty, yeah, done, son. Actually, I got something else for you, Ty. I'm going to play this for you. The very first person to make it to your done, son. So this right here lets you all know no one's safe when it comes to this segment. So you better be careful what you say out there. Hey, I could maybe end up on there one day, but not today. You're done, son.
Oh, man. Bravo, Tombo. There you go.
Ty, you made history, man. You done made the doghouse and you're done, son. All within a week. I'm sorry, man. I mean, you went missing. Finally came back in the chat, and now when you came back, you done got put in the doghouse and you done something. You my guy, but I mean, the fans have spoken.
Welcome back.
Ty, you became a Pacers fan, can I say midseason or late season? So
that 30-day runner was done.
I'll say
take late it season. Back.
You're a late season Pacers fan, and you fell. You went to a team that was they were good early. You know, they were the third seed in the East, I believe, when before Tyrese Halliburton got hurt, and then you know, it just it haven't been the same since. So you fall down, and you thought we were disrespecting you by not putting you up there at the 10th and 9th seed, and then look at where you are.
Yeah.
Tom, I'll go ahead and play that clip.
You want to play this one again? Because I can play this all day.
You're done, son.
There you go.
Man,
that's
look.
It. That's it for me.
Look, man. For those who don't know, all right, if you're watching this for the first time, we have chats, man. And we have a Refuse to Lose chat, which is for people who come on the show. And we have an NBA chat open to anybody. You like NBA debates, news, let us know, add to the chat. And Tyrone midseason picked the Indiana Pacers as his team because he didn't have a team. He's always been a Reggie Miller fan. And he picked them when they were doing pretty bad at the time. So he felt like it was a good time for me to hop in. So when they come good, people won't say I'm bandwagon. And then some magic happened. He became a fan. They started winning some games. They beat the Kings one time. You know, they beat these team, that team. And Ty was really excited. And then he came on the show, which I will commend him for coming on the show. Because he said I would come on the show after. And I said, no, you got to come before and after. And he did. So I give him props for that. But it kind of backfired. Had a PowerPoint, like Damo said. Had stats up. And then even I picked the Pacers to finish, I think, second behind the Bulls, and he got upset with me, you know. But in reality, they are tied with the Wizards, and they could potentially fall behind Magic also. So, Tomo, you made history. You took somebody from the chat, and you put them on a dunk.
You're done, son.
And just to let everybody know, in the chat, don't say nothing crazy. Ooh. Especially on the show, all right?
Ooh. Oh, I can't wait till football season. Since you want to put that up there, you lucky. I forgot to do this. Like, I should have put the Eagles there first. That Super Bowl slip and slide, take it to the house. Y'all should have definitely been on your dunk, son.
Take it to the house.
But that's boy. Old news, man. That's old news.
So yeah, all right, man. Ty, man, I'm sorry, man. You want a second?
I'm not. You did it to yourself. I told you. You came on here. You had Joe make that PowerPoint. You started knocking on doors. Somebody, you and Tommy good friends. So since you and Tommy good friends, you take this You're Done, Son segment because he's there too. And y'all can craft up a whole new organization.
Like Kyrie, right?
Hey.
And make better PowerPoints.
There you go.
You might know that number one pick, you know? Well, yeah. All right. Good job, Tomo. Good job, man. Great job. All right, y'all. So let's wrap this up. Make sure, like, y'all. So you want to keep it up for the rest of the show?
Nah. He's okay. That's good enough. It's on YouTube.
Dang, I'm gonna tell. I got a whole segment. Golly.
Oh, we one and one. I told you I was gonna get him back. I told him. You did. I'm gonna get you.
You should have brought him on the show. We should have had him and. Oh, they coming on Monday. You should have did the announcement with them on Monday.
Oh, we gonna run it back. The season will be over by then. We can run it back.
Oh, that would have been classic. That would have been classic. All right. Like this video. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. All right. Now we're sitting at 551 before the show. So if you haven't subscribed, go ahead and subscribe. Like the video. If you haven't liked the video, press that like button. Share this video with somebody that y'all know. If they missed the episode live, they can go and watch it on YouTube, the whole episode. And we're going to break them up, obviously, into segments. Appreciate y'all for using that comment section like y'all always do. Y'all always in the comments. Y'all always excited, always keeping us up, right? We see all of them. We put them on the screen. We respond to them and everything. All right? And Dave, talk about those IG chats because we just witnessed having an IG chat.
Yeah, exactly. This look, today, I missed a lot today in these chats. So yeah. It got fiery. It started in baseball with Carl and Teddy. Then I hopped in there for like a good 5 minutes. Then it went over into the Refuse to Lose chat. And I got into it with Ricardo. So, and look, it doesn't matter who you are. You can get gat. Doesn't matter at all. Don't matter where you at, don't matter what time of the day it is. It could be early in the morning or late at night.
It ain't safe.
You're not safe. But we have an NBA chat, NFL, WNBA is missing with the NBA. You got Major League Baseball, college football, college basketball. Shout out to Tony. Both of his teams ran college sports, so shout out to you. He was on the episode yesterday. So shout out to my brother Tony. And boxing, we got three exciting fights that's happening within months of each other. We got Tank coming up, man. I believe that's going to be an exciting fight. Tama, by the way, I'll let you know about Friday when my guys are going to be able to get on.
Perfect time. Perfect time. All right.
So it's going to be exciting, man. It's going to be exciting. And we let you know about everything that's going on in there. We tell you who we think the top five is in each one. Who's the best team? Who's going to win? We talk about those are the healthy debates in there, but we also give you news. Mm-hmm. We let you know what's going on. We don't have a UFC chat or a WWE chat, but they were merged. $21.4 billion that happened with the WWE and UFC. So those are news that we put out there that a lot of people may not have known. And we put those news out there immediately, whether it's late at night, 2 o'clock in the morning. As soon as we get the news, we put it out there. And you have access to that in these chats. And you'll get it before ESPN, before Bleacher Report, before these guys put it out.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Refuse to Lose chat is where we bring all of that there. Not necessarily the news, because we find out the news in all the other chats. But the debates is what goes on in there. Because we definitely had one in there today, like I said, with me and Cardo. You know, Cardo was coming at my quarterback room, and I came at, you know, the Cowboys for losing us 2 years in a row. So that was the gist of that. That was just a Tom, look, this is not me coming at you, okay?
Hey, I'm the man of the people. I just gotta get the people what they want. I understand.
this is between me and Cardo. Cardo, my guy. Hey, I'll tell you this though. Cardo has livened up that Refuse to Lose chat. I'll say that.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. Yeah. It's gotten a lot more lit. He kind of sort of brought me on my show a little bit. I ain't even gonna lie.
It's that blue blood.
That's true. Hey, and the crazy thing is, after I said that on the show yesterday about UConn being the blue blood, next thing you know, it was a tweet that came out saying, "Does UConn count as the blue blood?" You see how we've manifested things out here?
Mm-hmm.
It just happens. Hey, what Tom said, we are the whole fools of sports shows.
Everything organic.
Tune in and get in on these IG chats. By the way, you can't get in and Refuse to Lose if you're not coming on the show. So if you ain't on the show, don't expect to be in that chat. Get in those other chats first. Be in the comment section. Be a subscriber. And like the video, of course. You got to do that too. We can't let you in the chat. You ain't even subscribed to the show. So there you go.
Let's get it. All right, y'all, let's wrap this up. So we got these last words. You see that comment, Dave, Putty?
I see it. I ain't tripping.
That was funny.
It was funny. I'm not going to lie. It was funny, but I ain't tripping. See you next year, Kev.
All right, so look, last word. Listen, y'all. Sacramento. We getting targeted, man. We are getting targeted. We earned that right, though. But, you know, I keep hearing everybody keep saying our defense. We can't guard nobody. They don't know, y'all. They don't know we have the eighth best defense on the road.
Stop the cap.
No, it's on NBA.com.
I'm messing with you, man. Go ahead.
All right. The last five games, we had the fourth best defense in the NBA because it's been a focus. And the thing is, Kevin Herter said himself, at home, we can score easily. So we tend to, like, get lax on defense, knowing that we can score anytime we want, which is true. But on defense, we're more locked in, more hostile environment, we're more locked in. So I'm warning the West of the Western Conference Finals, conference teams, don't target us. Because Mike Brown said I tell our team all the time, I did not come to Sacramento to lose in the first round. So we're not getting bounced in the first round. Y'all can book that. We might be a second round exit, might be a third round exit, might be a fourth round exit. You never know. Might be in the parade. I'm just saying, right? But we're not going to be a first round exit. I can tell that right now. All right. So light the beam. We got Dallas tonight at 8:30. Got Dallas tonight at 8:30. Can't wait for it. And Commanders, keep proving people wrong. I see you, Sam.
For me, Miami, just win these games, please. We still have a chance to be the sixth seed,
bro.
Which sounds crazy. We still have a chance. We play Philly, the Wizards, and then we play the Magic in the last game. We can win two of those games at least. Philly's the one game I'm really worried about.
They might sit on me though.
If they sit on B, I mean, last time they sit on B, we got blown out by them. So I mean, you know what I'm saying. I ain't too confident against the 76ers. Just say that. Just let me put that out there. We got two winnable games against the Wizards and the Magic, but we need the Nets to go 0-3. So,
dang.
Whoever plays the Nets, beat them, please, please. I mean, let's get to the sixth seed. I don't like this play-in thing, but hey, I mean, if we make it, I get it. Jimmy has confidence in the team. He said, "No matter who we play, we can win." But you know, I feel different looking on the outside. In. Haslam, I don't want to hear nothing else about you.
Oh my,
please though. That's all I got to say about that. I just don't want to hear nothing else about you. San Francisco, we got $2 million in cap space. We got like 5 third round picks. Let's see what we're gonna do in the draft. That's it.
Well, before you go, Tomo, the Nets got the Carl's bad Detroit Pistons right now. They up by a lot. They got Orlando, and they got Philly also.
Oh, well, there you go. Well, 7 seed, we out Miami.
7 seed, that means y'all would play – who's the 2 seed right now? Is it
Celtics.
If they win the first game, they got to play the Celtics. They still like winning the play-in.
They could win the play-in. I mean, they would play like the Hawks or somebody.
Right now we would play.
Y'all play the Bulls?
Mm-hmm. No, the Bulls.
That's who we would play.
Yeah.
Y'all play 7-8. Whoever the winner of 7-8 play the second seed. If y'all lose that game, y'all play the winner between 9 and 10. That's how it works. So 9 and 10 play, winner plays a loser of 7-8.
Oh. Okay. That's a lot. Hopefully Haslam got them boys ready. But I had to get you back.
They had to play the Hawks. Yeah, sorry, the Hawks.
But Joe, I don't know if the world ready for a Kings parade, a parade inside your city. Yeah, where everyone's lighting the beam. Because it's crazy enough that people are in small markets saying, "I didn't know Kings fans travel." That's just the talk. Everywhere y'all go, y'all yelling like the beam. So I don't think the world is ready for that. But hey.
It's a parade in my city yet.
But it's funny though, the team that lights the beam has a beam set on them. That's funny. That's funny. So y'all can use that. Kings Country, let me know. Again, y'all can find me on Next Level Convos as well. That's each and every Thursday. We won't have no episode this week, but we're streaming on all podcast platforms, literally all of them. So wherever you type in the word podcast, it'll be there. That's a good question too. But other than that, I mean, I don't got too much. Cowboys don't mess the draft up. Hopefully you can make something happen with this DeAndre Hopkins news. And Wizards, man, I mean, hopefully y'all don't do nothing within the next 24 hours, because I'm tired of talking about y'all on this show. Like, I'm about to really be Skip Bayless and just start talking about the Cowboys every day. Like, as soon as Joe put that in the chat, I'm like, nah, the Cowboys doing something. Mm-hmm. So, and Kev, I seen your comment. I don't care if he gets 1,500 yards. He's still not a number one receiver.
Wow. All right.
Hey, so, if you want to work from home, let me know.
Okay, that's good.
Just have to throw that out there.
All right, that's all we have for y'all today, and we'll see y'all next episode.
Peace.
Thank you for staying to the end. If you're watching this on YouTube, please like this video, subscribe, And also hit that notification button so you can be notified next time we put out a video. If you're listening on any podcast platform, subscribe and hit that notification button, y'all, so you can be notified we put out another podcast audio. And last but not least, hit that share button, no matter what you're listening to or watching it. Hit that share button and send it to somebody that you know that would love to watch this episode you just listened to. So once again, thank you for staying to the end, and we'll see y'all the next episode.